Welcome to another episode.
This is Kenya.
And this is Angie. And today we are recording this for the second time.
Yeah, because the first time was pretty noisy.
Yeah, we recorded it on a different day. What was it, Wednesday?
I think so.
Yeah, we recorded it on Wednesday. So today is Saturday. We have to record it again because it was just really bad. The kids were screaming and yelling.
It sounded like we had horses in the house.
Oh, yeah. At some point, there was, like, Mila with her shoes on.
It was Chloe just... and Mila both wearing, like,
oh my gosh,
someone else's shoes.
Yeah.
And they were just, it sounded like horses in the house, so.
Yeah, but it was bad. So, we don't want you to unsubscribe.
Yeah. So, we're doing this all over again.
Yeah, for the second time.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was good.
But at least this time we can say how was your week because you
like, yeah because that last passed. Yeah the other day it was like halfway of the week, through the week, but it was good. It's been Fridays. I don't like Fridays because of traffic. It's literally 2 hours, but
it's just one day.
I know, it's fine. But how was yours?
It was good.
What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything exciting. What did I do? Just work. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm just, Jacob texted me this morning and he said, oh, happy anniversary. I'm like,
oh, wow.
It's not.
No,
he had on his phone on the 21st of every month when we first started dating, we were supposed to do something and celebrate. But that was
on the 21st of every month.
Every month. But that was when we started dating. I told him, every month when we started dating, we need to do something.
Uh-huh.
So every month on the 21st, he had an alarm that says to text me. And so he wouldn't forget. And today he's like, happy anniversary. I'm like, what? Oh, I was like, God. Oh, it's the 21st.
Well, what are you doing?
Yeah. Nothing. That was when we were dating. See, that's it's confusing.
Because kept it going.
No, because then... Because then I got married and I was on the 3rd of
the
agosto, you know? So it's like, how many you did do you
the,
have?
Well, now you can do the 3rd and the 21st. Al principio del mes y al final del mes.
No.
2 dates in a month.
No. It's just weird. I don't know.
How's that weird?
But isn't it supposed to be like that, though? Like, you celebrate, like, every month? When you're dating?
I don't know. Am I dating? No, I don't fucking know.
Okay, so I remember, because on his phone it says eight months anniversary. That's what it says when he saved it.
What?
Yeah. So every time it goes off, you know when you set an alarm like every week or every month? Yeah, I keep saying the same thing. And I ask him like, how many weeks is it now? Like, because it's not 8 weeks anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's more like 8 years. And I'm like...
It really is.
Yeah, because we started dating on March 21st, like 2013.
Yeah.
So it's more than like 8 years. But it's like, that's a long time ago.
That's a while.
And he still has his alarm like every month on the 21st. He will text me and be like,
happy. I mean, at least he set an alarm, not like other guys who like just don't even like.
Yeah, but I think it's funny because sometimes when it hits like on a Sunday, I'm here and he has it at like 10 in the morning.
Oh.
So sometimes I see the alarm go off and I'm like, oh, 8 months.
Oh my God. It's still 8 months. We're stuck in 8 months.
Like, literally, we'll probably get to like 20 years and he's still going to be like 8 months.
8 months. That's funny.
Yeah. So, but don't you do that? Like, don't, like, when you were supposed to, like, let's say somebody's birthday, don't you put it on your phone?
I do birthdays because I forget.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't forget mine or like my parents or your guys's, but like, friends and stuff, like I do have to add it because then I forget.
Yeah, me too.
And like, I thought it was just me. I'm so, like, yeah, I do it.
Yeah, but Jacob does that and he's still stuck on 8 months on the 21st. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so long ago. Think about it.
He set it up there and then he said to remind him once a month on the 21st.
So yeah.
So
if you don't turn it off, it's always going to be like that. And he doesn't want to turn it off. He wants to keep it like that. So every month I get one that says happy anniversary, but it's like on the wrong date, on the wrong month, on the wrong year. That's weird. Yeah, because so that would be 8 years since we started dating, but we have been married for 3 years. It's like kind of weird.
Yeah.
But that's so long ago. Don't you think it's so long ago? Mila?
Five?
Five.
Yeah.
Do you think it's so long ago, though?
It feels like... It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
I know.
That's but I guess it has years. If you really think about it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, we need to do something maybe for when we... Well, we're like 10 years.
At 10 years,
from dating. That would be so nice.
Do something.
I mean, he's never going to forget the date. I don't remember on the 21st, but he does, so he reminds me.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But what do you have going on? Me? Have you done any other videos? Because we saw your room.
I just did my room tour. I have some, like, hairstyle videos, but I kind of don't want to upload them.
Oh my gosh.
Like, fast hairstyles. It took me like 15 minutes to do. And I did like 6 different hairstyles. But I don't know. I didn't like them. I saw it again when I was editing the video. Like, I saw it and I was like, maybe I should like record it again. I didn't like how it turned out, so.
Oh well.
Maybe I'll do that. I mean, I'm going to be off or on call next week, so.
Yeah, because she went to work for 5 days and now she's going to be off.
For 9 days. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, but I don't have anything planned. Nothing going on. I told myself I wasn't going to go out this month, so. I already went to the movies.
It's almost over the month.
Yeah.
This month is going by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mila starting school. It's almost Christmas, guys. Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm gonna do? So, in September...
Like, I'm already skipping Halloween. It's almost fucking Christmas.
No, yeah. I was thinking because I was... The other night, Wednesday night.
I
grabbed my bank statements and I was, like, trying to do budgets and stuff so I can, like, save money and, like, things like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we spend so much money on like nothing. Like, what? Like, it's like things that you don't realize, you know,
that you spent
them. Yeah, because like every month you pay the same bills, the same stuff. But it's like, obviously we went on vacation, so like that was a lot of money that we spent, but at the same time it's like, okay, I can see myself saving money, and that money that I save, I can start saving it for Christmas.
Yeah,
you know. So it's like, I want to do something in September, but I'm like,
September?
Seeing the statements from the bank printed one day, and it's like, why do you order so much?
What do you want to do? Like, what?
For September?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to, out of the paychecks that we get, I want to be able to just spend 80% of the money that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And the other 20%, I want to be able to put like 10% for savings and 10% for either paying off like the roof and stuff like that, like things that we just need to get like pay off on whatever it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
and once we're done with paying that, then I'm thinking we just want to like invest money, the other 10%. But I'm like, I can't do that if I don't have it on paper, if I don't have something that tells me I need this much money to transfer out. Because if I leave it in the freaking account, then it's like, literally, we use it every single month.
Yeah.
So I try to transfer money every month for savings, but at the same time, it's like, I want to have a set amount, like 20% will go for, you know, like, savings, and as soon as it comes, it would like
split it.
So that's what I want to do. I also want to start for groceries. I want to spend like $100 per person per week. So because sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, we spend so much money, but then some days it's like we don't need that much stuff, you know.
There's days where we go and we don't grab a lot of things.
I know. So I just need a bit better spending my money at the store. So I feel like we go to the cheapest store. Oh yeah, that was one of my goals this year.
You haven't gone to Target.
That was one of my goals, because literally Target will take all my paycheck if they really wanted to. So I haven't been to Target, and I only went a couple of times. I think one time I went to Costco, and I was supposed to start a stop at Walmart to pick up something, but I was like, okay, it's literally right there, you know?
Yeah.
Why am I going to go all the way over there and get in another parking lot for one thing? So I went, oh, that was the day that I asked you to get me patties for the cheeseburgers. Because Target doesn't have those.
Oh.
But I went in there to grab, like, tomatoes and some other couple things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm not looking, like, going around, like, the areas that are just literally going to take my money. Because, like, that was one of my goals this year. I'm like, I'm not going to Target unless I really need to.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's like, I'm being...
You've been good.
I've been good. And another thing that I also didn't want to do is buy anything from Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
With my own money, I'm like, I'm not buying anything unless I really need it.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I feel like Jacob was buying so much, and I don't know. He hasn't bought anything lately. Have you seen any packages? Nothing, huh? So I think he saw that I stopped. Because at some point, I was like, you're shopping so much, you know, or something. I'll say something like that. And I think he realized, oh, my gosh, and he hasn't bought anything. So maybe that's why he stopped, too. But he would be like, "Oh, let's buy this to clean the
air dryer." Something was the vacuum, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was for his birthday.
That was for his birthday.
he bought himself a vacuum.
Yeah.
But it's like little things that we need in the house. But at the same time, it's like, I will really just go on Amazon and spend on anything like there's in there.
Yeah.
And also in September, I'm gonna clean out my closet. I know I was supposed to do it this month, but I'm like, okay, I'm starting in September. August? Yeah, I'm sorry, September, because I have so much things in the garage and I'm still like trying to get out of there.
Oh, you know? I have to next month. I have to.
And then I put boxes in the other room that we have extra. I'm like, okay, like, I need to get my shit together. There's so many things in there, you know.
I think this coming week that I'm gonna be on call, I think I'm gonna start flipping my summer to fall winter clothes because it's starting to get rainy and.
So that's one of the things that
I
don't want to do anymore.
Flipped your...
I don't want to do anymore. Well, the only thing... I don't need that much clothes. So I want to be able to keep my closet, to just move it on the other side where I don't need it, to put all the stuff for the other season, and then on the other side. Instead of keeping a box with stuff that the next year I'm like, I don't even like that anymore. I don't like it anymore.
Well, I don't really have to flip, like, a lot of things. I just have to put away, like... 10 to 20 tank tops that I have and pull out my thick sweaters. That's literally all the
but my closet
flipping
is full of
that
stuff.
I have to do.
And I have boxes that I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I actually don't like that anymore. So I need to get rid of that and just being able to have just my closet, whatever it's in there.
That's what you have.
Just, that's it.
That, I feel like that's one thing that I like about myself. If I go shopping... And I bring in 5 shirts, I pull out 5 shirts.
See, but I haven't had a rule like that because I literally get...
Oh, well, it's not a rule. I just don't like collecting stuff like and putting them into a box and be like, ay, maybe en 3 años me lo voy a poner.
I don't keep it like that. Like, but all the stuff that I can get out of my closet, like I could literally wear it right now.
Uh-huh.
But I always go for the ones that are right there in front of me.
Easier to grab.
But the ones in the back, like over there, I don't get to those.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need to just have what I'm going to wear on here and everything else needs to go.
Yeah. I actually don't. I feel
like
my
swimsuits, I do have it in a box. I'm like, I'm not going to wear that every, like, we have most of the time here is, like, not summertime.
Yeah, we only have a little bit of time to wear those. So.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't want that in anywhere here, but.
Yeah, I just have to basically pull out my thick sweaters, like rain and
I just need to get stuff out.
I'm warm, like, oh, sweaters,
gosh. I need to get stuff out and I need to start, like, literally saving a certain amount, like, out of the whole month. I would be like, okay, this much needs to go to savings because I'm like, otherwise it's just there in the account and I'm like, I don't know why you see it and you spend it.
Yeah, that's true.
it's just weird. I'm like, okay, I don't want that. And, yeah, but I had to go through the statements, and I'm like, what? We pay so much money.
Yeah.
We pay so much money, and I'm like, that's so much. Like, I feel like everybody does, too, but at the same time, it's like, for the rest of the year, I need to do that. Like, like I want to do it. Yeah, like, I wrote it. I put everything in the computer on, like, an Excel sheet and stuff. Out of everything else, everything for me. And I was like, okay. Like, we can definitely save this much money, you know? And we can, I can even have, like, a separate amount to be like, okay, I'm going to start saving, let's say, like, $200 a month for just Christmas stuff. So, it's like, I can do that. It's just the fact that I'm not...
You're not doing it.
Doing it on purpose, you know? Like, okay, $200 is going to go for Christmas shopping or, you know? It's like, whatever, stay there. And it's like, it's gone. So, because when it's there, I'm like, okay, at the store, like, just get everything, whatever you guys want. You know, but, like, if I have a number in my head, I'll be like, okay, this is calm down, guys. Like, do we really need that? Because the week that I didn't go to the grocery store, like, we were eating stuff that I'm like, it's literally there. But if I went to the store, I'm probably not going to eat it. Like, the lemonade, the pink, the strawberry lemonade. It was there, and I was not drinking it because there was other stuff. Yeah, but then I don't think what was the thing that they had. I'm like, okay, I'm going to drink that. And it was there. So I'm like... She's like, yeah, you don't see it. Yeah, the
lemonade had been there for a while. But yeah. I was like, I don't drink lemonade, so...
Yeah, I like the lemonade. It's just the fact that...
I'd rather drink water, plain-ass water.
Or like the ice cream. You're like, oh, let me get another flavor. And now you have like two or three little boxes with like ice cream back there. And it's like, same fail anyways.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's
like,
true.
Just finish it all. But I'm like, it's just so annoying because... Then you're like, the last 2 days before you go to the grocery store, you're like, okay, ya no hay nada. But de todas maneras sale algo, like, seriously.
You're like, ya no hay nada.
Okay, ya no hay nada. And then go say,
vas a grocery shopping, you come back, and you're like, ¿y dónde lo voy a poner? No cabe.
I know, it's so annoying. Yeah, but yeah, so next month, I'm getting rid of a bunch of clothes, and I'm starting to do my budget so I can, seriously, like, even, okay, I was literally on the bed with a computer, my paper, my pen, like, writing stuff down in a fall asleep. I finished it. I don't even remember, like, all that. Yeah, but yeah, I finished, and then I went to sleep literally right there. And she was like, are you? I'm like, oh, I just fell asleep. Wow. But I finished it, so I was like,
yeah.
But it's so weird. Like, you should do that. Go to your bank statements and see. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, like, $2-3 add up so quick.
No, you know what I need to look at? And I, now ahorita que estás diciendo, it reminded me. I gotta check Apple. Because fucking Apple charges me $25 de un chingadazo, $25.81. And then it charges me like four more.
It's pretty game.
No, I already checked my subscriptions. I have nothing that's $25.
It's probably not under the subscriptions. It's under, like...
I don't have any games. The only game I have, I pay $84 for, and it's once a year. And I already did at the beginning of the year.
Oh, I don't know. That's weird.
So it charges me that $25.81, that one whole transaction, just for that amount. And then it charges me, like, obviously, my Apple Music, and, like, other little things that I have, other apps. De ocho, $11, $7. But, like, I don't know what that $25.81 is for.
Imagine, that would be $25
fucking dollars. It's half of my tank.
$300 a year.
It's half of my tank of gas.
Yeah.
So, I gotta check with Apple. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's $300 a year. I'm like...
Well, I don't know what it is.
Like, I have been in the budgeting.
She has been I don't know what it's for.
The only way you're going to find out is if you call them, because
I don't know. Well, yeah, I need to call them, because it's like, why are you charging me that amount? Like, los de $8, $11, I do know they're there and what they're for. Pero ese de 25, I have no idea what it's for at all.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, call them. They have good music when you're on hold, though. Just so you know.
Oh.
Because you're like, ay, voy a estar aburrida. No. Just pretend you're doing dishes and listening to music. They have good music on. They, literally, like, when you're hearing, like, the radio or, like, music from Apple, like, they have good music
that's,
when you're
waiting. I feel like that's how it should be with
any with everybody, company, right? Instead of, like, del violín, así. Yeah, they have good music there. It's, like, nice. I'm like, eh, did you find any recipes this week for us? Was there any good?
¿Qué traje esta semana?
You got the chicken and I got the
chicken and weird rice.
Whatever the thing was yesterday. La carne.
¿Qué era? Steak?
What was
it? La que traje? Oh, yeah. It was medium rare steak. I literally just recooked it for longer because I was like, it's good. I don't want it. It's good. El sabor está bueno.
Yeah,
sabor
he's like, oh, that looks bueno. Good. I'm like,
el sazón está bueno. But I was like, this needs to be like cooked.
Yeah.
It's half of it's like crudo. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it was left over for the.
Agarramos yeah, he said it looks good.
El carrito que tenemos ahí, que tienes ahí en Ivers, el carrito ese que usas. There was like 10 of those carts full of like containers. Of shit that obviously you keep only for a week, and they had to be compost.
That's a lot of food.
And if you want it, like there was probably like 15-20 pounds of tofu that we threw away. I grabbed like me traje que como unas 3 libras de carne de steak, cooked steak, y todavía tiramos como otras 20-25 libras.
That's so much.
Lettuce, a bunch of fucking lettuce.
Yeah.
A lot of shit we throw away. And, like, if you don't want it, like, it gets thrown away. And I was like, okay, I gotta take at least some steak. Like, eso es un pecado estar tirando tanto.
That's what I told Jacob. Porque me dijo, I think there's so much food now in the fridge. Because you know how I told him that.
Yeah, es un peso.
That we're not gonna eat pizza.
Yo
and
siento,
then,
me siento mal tirar la comida.
Because yesterday we were supposed to eat leftovers. Because we have been, like,
saving
food in the fridge. And I'm like, no. Kenya brought chicken teriyaki, and I'm just going to make plain rice.
Oh, I brought the chicken teriyaki, too,
yeah,
as well.
Plain rice and throw the chicken on top because it looks really good. So I'm like, we're going to eat that because, like, that's a waste of food. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Pues traje el chicken teriyaki y lo,
and then there was
steak. Traje el steak. Ahorita yo cociné el steak porque tengo ganas de un burrito como de asada. Hice arroz rojo y me voy a hacer un burrito.
So see, for my groceries, we don't have to get meat if they te dan. Like, dile cada día.
Me lo dan al yeah. Obviamente.
Tienes que trabajar cada semana, yo creo.
Day per day, they give me whatever we make that day.
Yeah.
But on Fridays, when they have to throw away everything to restart a new week, that's when you can bring, like, literally pounds of chicken, meat, or whatever the fuck you want. Lettuce, tomatoes, anything.
That's so sad.
The rest of the things are kind of weird. We threw away, like, 10 pounds of mushrooms, marinated mushrooms. Those didn't look good, so no me pesó tirarlos.
Pero like, people belongs to the garbage anyway.
This is gross, though. No, but there's so many things that, like, I feel like other people would eat. I'm a very picky eater, so I would throw away 80% of the food that they have. But mientras me pueda traer carne o pollo or seafood or anything like that, like, I'll bring it. But it'd have to be until Friday until they do their inventory, and then they have to throw a bunch of shit away. Because if if people out here haven't worked in restaurants, then you can only keep certain things, pretty much everything, for only a week. So it's only good for a week. And after that, you have to throw it away, so. Yeah, yesterday me pude traer carne.
We were supposed to eat leftovers yesterday. But Jacob's like, no, we haven't had pizza. And seriously, we haven't had pizza in like...
Yeah, he was going to have pizza, when was it? On Monday? Yeah, he was off on Monday. Yeah. He was going to have pizza, but then I brought leftovers from work. So he ended up not ordering because I brought leftovers.
Yeah.
And that's when he tried it, and he tried the grass-looking thing. He said it tasted like mulched grass, like when you mow the lawn.
It looked like it, too.
And you collect the grass and you just pile it into a corner and it starts kind of like getting like soggy and gross.
Oh my God.
He said it tasted like mulched grass.
Como que si yo le doy eso.
It was some sort of like
it looked like a lettuce
salad.
Or
it was
spinach,
like it
some
was like
kind of green
it
stuff.
It was like kale with I don't fucking know what it was, to be honest, but it was gross.
He took a huge bite and he
took a
spit it out. I have never seen him do that.
He spit it
okay,
out.
Okay, he had menudo, like white menudo, blanco, así plain.
Yeah.
Lo comió, pero nunca. He never spit it out.
He's the type of person who will try everything and anything.
Yeah.
And then he'll let you know whether he liked it or not.
Yeah, he did not like menudo, and he did not like the grass that Kenya brought on Monday. To be honest, I don't know what it was, but it was what? It was, ¿qué te dije que era? Peruvian? No.
No, that was Filipino.
Oh, that was Filipino food. Yep, that's right.
Because he had the noodles, he had noodles and the chicken. And he said noodles and chicken was really good, but not the
freaking. It was Filipino day, so I brought, I don't fucking know what.
Yeah, to be honest,
that was, don't ever bring that stuff. He said it tasted like mulched grass, so I'm not bringing that.
I have never seen that.
I'm not bringing that back.
I wish I was making a video of that. I'm like,
that's disgusting. Oh, and that's when I brought that food, and he didn't order pizza, because obviously I had brought food, so he's all like, oh, well, I'll just eat whatever. But then I felt bad, because it's like, you should have just had your pizza.
Okay, every week I ask him, every single week, I'm like, all right, what do we want? Because I go to the store only one time. Like, that's my rule. I'm not going to the store more than once, because, like, siempre te gastas más. So I'm like, we're not going only one day. So I'm like, on Wednesday, you need to... He puts on the app, like, burritos or frozen burritos or, like, what he stuff wants, that he wants, you know? Like, oh, get this or that. But then I'm like, okay, what do you want for dinner? And then he's like, sometimes he tells me one thing or two things. Like, I think I already put two things on there. He said he wanted Crunchwrap Supremes and then something else.
For tomorrow, I think.
But, yeah, he gets his chance to choose. He can choose, okay, on one day we're not eating anything, we're getting Chick-fil-A or pizza or we're going out. Mm-hmm. But if you don't say that, I choose.
Yeah.
I feel
like... Well, today I'm going to have un burrito de carne asada. Oh, I'm so ready for it.
Yeah, I'll probably eat that too.
I'm so ready for it.
Yeah, but...
I had to cook the
carne. I was wondering, I wanted to ask people. So I'm going to put a question on the Instagram and ask, did you guys meal plan for the week ahead? Because I
Do you guys just get home and make whatever?
Yeah, I want to know, because if their meal prepping or not, like, meal planning, then I want to know like
more recipes.
Are they yeah, like, give me your ideas, because, like,
I feel like we kind of have the certain the same thing.
It's just
at least time, right? Once a week.
Yeah, okay, because he loves spaghetti. He will make spaghetti, oh, like spaghetti? Once a week it's a thing that he will make.
That and I Chef like spaghetti. Boyle D, or como se llame esa marca, el de double cheesy cheeseburger,
hamburger helper,
el double cheesy cheeseburger mac and cheese. It's so good.
Yeah, well, Kenya likes that.
And the hot Cheeto mac and cheese too. Oh, it's bomb.
He loves to make spaghetti, so one day in the week he will cook spaghetti. But then it's like, okay, well, don't cook spaghetti, just buy pizza. Yeah, like, we could really have.
I feel like we just need more.
We run out of ideas. That's the thing.
We just need more ideas.
I'm like,
of what to make and, like, something that cooks fast. Porque no me vayan a poner a hacer sopitos.
No, I put it already on the calendar. I think it's on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'm gonna make sopitos, but it's just gonna be like, beans, cheese, like stuff that the girls will eat. You know. I'm gonna make sopitos.
Chica doesn't like sopitos. I've never been a fan of sopitos.
Oh my god.
Ever. Unless son sopitos con sal en un domingo en la mañana con un café.
Oh, yeah.
Un sopito con sal en la mañana con un café en un domingo, perfecto. Yeah. Pero si son sopitos de esos con carne y pollo, I'm not a fan of it. No.
No, I'm just planning on making the
masa
plain.
To me is not...
Okay, it's because it's not worth it for me making sopitos. Because, look, Jacob doesn't like the fact that... He doesn't like tortillas hechas a mano. Like,
same.
He doesn't like those. Yeah. He thinks that they're too thick and he gets so full so quick. With just one, he's done.
Yep.
Sopitos, same thing. It's so thick, so he gets super full with one or two. And it's not worth it for me going through the whole freaking four-hour process, cooking all that shit. And it's like, only two?
Yeah.
Same with enchiladas. I have to cook the chicken, make the sauces
si me gusta,
and stuff.
Si me gusta,
but he will only eat four. So it's like, really, like.
A mí las enchiladas sí me gusta hacerlas.
Unless he tells me, hey, make enchiladas. Cuando le pregunto, like, hey, what do you want? If he says enchiladas, then I'll go through the process. But if it's something that he's like, whatever, like, I can have a cheeseburger.
Oh, then you make different enchiladas than the ones I make.
Yeah, because that's the one he likes. You know what I mean? So it's like, sopitos, I know he doesn't like, so I have to make it on a day that is not. He's not going to be here, so I can make for the girls.
Because
I
want sopitos, them to have like sopitos. Maybe like dos, tres veces al año, pero así like extendido. Mm-hmm. Like every 3-4 months, dame un sope y ya.
Yeah, I'm
pero
making...
that I'm a... No. Como
think
mi mamá
about it.
Antes.
Fíjate, see, like, let's say Chloe and Mila se comen dos. I think it's too much, but if they eat two. That's what I'm trying to make. Chloe se come dos. Yeah, and then two or three for me. Then that would be like seven. So it's like, ¿cuántos quieres tú? ¿Tres? ¿Cuatro? También. Tú me ni comes. Yo. So it's like less than 10. Con uno, dos. Yeah. Con 10 y la hicimos. Like, con mi mamá tenemos que hacer like 40 or 50, ni me acuerdo. Yeah, that's
true. So like, y ¿sabes qué sopito también me gusta que hace mi mamá? Que ella no hacía uno grande. No, sin carne. Ella hacía uno grande en la mañana para almorzar. Oh, y ya me estoy haciendo agua a la boca.
Sí, uno grande, lo comen en la mañana.
Uno grandote.
Fíjate.
No, como raro. El tamaño de una tortilla. Como el tamaño de una tortilla. Y lo guisaba en el aceite. Y luego le ponía mantequilla, ya que lo sacaba el aceite, le ponía mantequilla y luego le ponía frijoles recién machucados arriba, un chingo de queso, queso fresco y luego salsa. So good, con un
cafecito. That's what I'm trying to make. Okay, so I'm going to make the little ones, okay? Little sopitos. It's just going to I'm going to fry them too. I'm going to put beans, cheese, and I'm going to put avocados, and I'm going to throw sauce on top.
Yeah.
So that's la what I'm making. I'm not even putting any meat because it's not even worth it.
Esa salsa de jitomate que hacía mi mamá que era nomás para darle el sabor pero no estaba picosa. Oh, so good.
Yeah. That's the thing also with the salsas. Like, I'm like, se me echan a perder. Like, the green sauce? Dude, I feel so bad. I'm like, can I freeze a sauce? So it doesn't go bad? That's the thing. Like, that kind of sauce only goes with certain food, you know? It doesn't go with everything. Like, if you make teriyaki... Yeah, like you can't really put it on teriyaki if you like the stuff.
Nosotros ahí con mi mamá lo usábamos para todo porque obviamente todo era mexicano y con todo, todo iba. Pero aquí ahorita no le podemos echar salsa verde al espagueti o no le podemos echar salsa verde al ¿cómo se llama ese? Meatloaf. Like it doesn't go with anything pretty much that we cook. So it's like there's no point. O en las ensaladas que hacemos tampoco. El otro día que le eché al pinche ensalada, hachiros.
No,
hizo un puto desmadre.
Le echó hachiros a la ensalada. Hicimos una ensalada saludable. And then she threw mac and cheese that was left over. And then she threw freaking hachiros on top. Oh my
It was
God.
Lettuce, mac and cheese, hachiros. It was bomb. I would actually have, I wouldn't call it a salad because it's not healthy. Anymore after adding mac and cheese and hot Cheetos. But it was
why
good.
Wouldn't you have it on the side? The mac and cheese with hot Cheetos, eat it, and then eat the salad.
Why bother getting two plates messy when everything te lo vas a comer anyways?
It's just a weird mix.
But it was good though. Porque agarras lo verde, lo verdecito, crunchiness de la lechuga, y luego mordías the chewiness del mac and cheese, y luego crunchiness del hot Cheeto. And it was like, oh, cheesy, but like spicy, pero saludable. Like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It was good.
I don't know, but that was a really weird mix.
Yep. Even Mila was all like, what are you eating? I'm like, look, dude, don't even ask me.
What was the other thing I was going to say? And I used to
say, ya te interrumpí.
I don't know. But... yeah, but let me know if you guys meal prep for the next week and tell me what you like to make.
Recipes.
Even if it's really like Mexican stuff, because I kind of want to make Mexican
¿sabes
stuff.
¿Sabes qué se me antoja? Un caldo de res.
See, but that, I would not go through the process. And getting the carne, what kind of carne you get?
I wouldn't
like, ¿cuarto de chivo?
I wouldn't go through the process because mi mamá le echaba repollo y todo lo que le echas, para lo único que yo agarro es el jugo y lo cuelo. Lo cuelo, el jugo, para que no se le vaya ninguna verdura.
Yeah.
Y nomás agarro pedazos de carne. Y le echo plátano.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like, do I That's really want to sit there and watch a pot on the stove for 3 hours? Nomás para comerme un platito.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess not.
Si alguien hace anymore. Caldo de res, por favor, invíteme porque mi mamá ya no está aquí.
Like I said, I do love Mexican food, but to me, to make it for just myself, it's not worth it. It's just like, wow, why would I do that? I'm eating sopitos, con mantequilla, frijoles y queso y aguacate arriba y salsa. That's it. Not porque estoy pobre, it's just because I don't want to go through the process of making carne.
Mañana voy a hacer sopitos con sal para la mañana. Hoy en la noche voy a hacer la masa, voy a hacer los sopitos. Mañana nomás me levanto, los guiso con un cafecito.
Yeah. Qué rico. But it's like, sometimes you're like, is it really worth it? You know, like, sometimes it's like, okay, let's do it.
I feel like because Mexican food, it takes like a lot.
But why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what does it have mess. To, what does it have to be so messy? Usas todas las ollas. Todas las ollas que tiene la cocina, cazuelas. Sacas todo. I'm like...
Todos los condimentos también.
Yeah. Like, I hate
just
that.
Just use a lot of shit for it.
I know.
Y sabes que el otro día, no sé a quién miré. Yo no ni me acuerdo a quién miré, pero se me hacía agua la boca cuando estaba mirando su historia. No sé quién chingados miré en la historia que hicieron tacos dorados de pura papa. Tacos dorados de papa. Y arriba le echaron lechuga y la salsita y queso y crema.
Those tacos from the terraza that I share with you. Remember?
Those look good. Si no es esta misma terraza de Marysville,
it's a taco truck in Linwood.
Oh, okay.
So I think we should go and try those one day because they look good. The
picture look good, yeah. Mm. We should go try them.
Like, that's another thing I will never make, birria.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Like, tatemado. Tatemado de pollo. El tatemado de pollo era el tatemado ese que hacía mi mamá y llevaba papa. Ese también estaba bien bueno.
Okay, describe it.
El tatemado de pollo.
¿Sí?
Así se llama, ¿no?
Se escucha rara la palabra.
Se escucha rara la palabra. Creo que lo estoy diciendo mal.
¿El calentado? No.
No, el calentado no, pendeja. Creo que era tatemado de pollo.
¿Qué es eso?
¿Cómo se dice?
Why are you saying it weird?
I'm gonna ask my mom. I think I'm saying the wrong. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
No, era tatemado. I don't know, but it was some sort of chicken. Era como birria, pero de pollo. Y tenía, y mi mamá le echaba nopales. Pero nosotros le quitábamos
los nopales. Ay, eso se llama de este mole.
Estás pendeja. Eso también le echaba, pero no.
¿O no?
No, eso no mole no
comía. I don't remember. Oh, another thing that Jacob...
Era tatemado de pollo, sí.
Sí. Ah, ok, pues. Se escucha raro. A ver, go that shit.
Creo que sí. Eso?
But Jacob told me yesterday that we need to speak more Spanish to Mila, so the rule in the house is going to be that I have to talk to Mila in Spanish. So si me escuchan que estoy hablando español en todos lados, ya valió.
Yeah, I guess you should speak more Spanish porque a la hora que vaya...
In the first place, mira, I don't even know what happened.
Tatemado de pollo. Oh, sí, yes. Y le echaba una bolita de arroz. ¿Sí?
Oh, ya. Yeah,
le echaba arroz y yo nomás me comí. Sí. Ya se me está haciendo. Oh, y si hacen tatemado, caldo de res, invítenme porque nosotros no podemos.
Pero ese tatemado que era el ingrediente, le echas un chingo de cosas, ¿no?
Ay, le echas hoja de laurel, cominos, que sabe qué, que sabe el otro, que sabe.
Dile tu trabajo, mira, tengo una receta buena, quieren hacerla y ya te traes un chingo a la casa. ¿Le quieren calar esta
a
receta?
A ver qué día les toca hacer comida mexicana. El día que hagan, no sé si me voy a llevar todo.
Porque está bueno, porque si le echan hongos y así.
Ahí van a hacer comida mexicana. ¿Y qué comida mexicana tiene?
¿Qué comida mexicana un gringo no le echa cosas raras?
Pues sí, pero ellos se enfocan en que sepa como en México.
Oh, ok.
En que sepa pues, como de birria. Dónde es.
¿Cuándo van a hacer birria? Or, sí. But yeah, so, that's what I was saying, that I don't know at what point, like, ¿por qué no hablo español?
No sé, I feel like aquí en la casa siempre hablamos Spanglish.
¿Cómo te digo? Pero, like, que yo vaya y le diga something just en español a Mila es, like, súper raro.
Yo a ella sí le hablo en español. Pero ella me contesta en inglés. O ya le contesto otra vez yo en inglés.
But you say, like, one thing or two. Pues that's sí. The thing, yeah. No, Jacob told me yesterday because she went
to... I heard him tell her the other day.
To Rama's house, and then I think she asked, Mila, how do you say grandpa? And I guess she didn't know. She was probably shy because she knows that it's abuelo.
Yeah, she knows.
But then Jacob, when he went to pick them up, his mom's like, oh, I think she's forgetting Spanish. You know, it's been a long time. Well, and I'm like, yeah, I understand used to, that yeah, she would probably she... forget. But I'm like, in the first place, how did you go?
Okay.
Es que in the first place,
es casi go una from, regla que tienes que hacer yeah, como mi papá lo hacía con nosotros.
I need to make it home and have it Spanish. That it's like, okay, as soon as I come in, I'm just going to talk to them in Spanish, because we need to, you know? Yeah. Like, so we just never forget. Because all the things that she learned but, in the past few years, she's not going to forget, but she's not practicing that, you know? Yeah. She's not learning more
y
things.
Y luego cuando lo habla, se le escucha su acentito...
Porque
pues
sí es.
Por sí, se les... porque no practica. Exacto. Si practicara, no se le escuchara su acento. Que el acento está bien, o sea, no tiene nada de malo.
Mila was like, Mom, Koi just said something in Spanish. And I was like, what? Agua.
Oh my God. Sí, es que, cuando estaba mi mamá y mi papá, pues obvio, ellos le hablaban completamente en español.
I know. Yeah.
Y ella era casi prácticamente forzado que hablara el español. Also,
for me, like, at what point did I just
stop speaking it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
Porque
see,
todo
like,
lo que
how,
escribo, cuando, when I'm texting someone, I'm literally texting everything in Spanish. Even if that, in English, even if that person speaks Spanish.
Everything
I read and write and text or whatever, it's always in English. I feel like English comes out easier for me than my YouTube videos. If you go back and listen to them, they're all in, the majority of it, and 80% of it is in English. Because I feel like it comes out easier or faster?
I think if you're used to it, like, look, for me, I wake up, I go to work, I speak to everybody in English. I come mm-hmm. home, everybody here understands me in English. So it's easier for me to just keep
continue,
going with that.
Yeah.
So instead of, but I decided, you know, as soon as I walk in the door, I'm just gonna turn the switch off and be like, no hablo inglés.
La cosa es que también nosotros.
It's hard because, like, I know este if I wanna explain something to you, I'm like, it's easier si te lo digo en inglés.
Es más rápido.
Yeah.
Sí.
So, like this, you
es
know,
es que
like that.
Ahorita en español nosotros ya no tenemos que pensar en cómo traducirlo.
I think porque es como, like, it's easier now because everybody will understand to you, like, what you're saying in English. But in Spanish, if you try to say something in Spanish, then somebody's not going to understand. Like, for example, Jacob. Yeah, he speaks Spanish, but at the same time, there's going to be a couple things here and there that he's going to be like, okay, can you say that again?
What is that? Yeah.
Or can you, what the heck is that? And mm-hmm. then I have to explain. So for me, I think my brain works that, okay, instead of
might
going
as well
that,
explaining
might
it.
As well just say it in English so everybody gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, same with Chloe and Mila. Mila will understand everything
como
I said
Iván
in English,
viene.
But when it's like on
como
the...
Como cuando viene Iván.
Mm-hmm.
Estamos hablando inglés y sabemos que él entiende el inglés.
Yeah,
pero a veces, like, como Jacob, a veces que no entiende una u otra cosa en español, Iván también una u otra cosa en inglés no la entiende. And then we have to explain it in Spanish.
Yeah, but for someone, like, for us in the house, because that's the like, let's say mi mamá vive aquí, it's going to be different because you have to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? But there's no reason right now for us.
Iván, we still speak English when Iván is here because we know he understands us.
Y si no, pues, que quede fuera del chisme?
We know he understands us.
He will ask later.
He just can't speak it.
Yeah.
And he'll get back to us in Spanish.
Yeah.
But we still speak to him in English because we know he understands what we're saying.
Yeah.
So,
it's like,
it's easier, I guess.
So, but he did say yesterday and I'm like, okay.
But we, I do think.
I need
I feel like
to work
we,
on
even
it.
You and I, because I feel like it shouldn't be okay for us to lose our Spanish. Because hay muchas palabras yo en español que también me quedo así como que, like, no sé qué pedo. No.
No, pero es como, ¿qué significa qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo? ¿Qué pedo? Muchas cosas. Pero, o sea, yo personalmente, I don't want to lose my Spanish. But at the same time, like, English comes easier. So it's like...
Look, his family comes over, the kids come over, the neighbors come over, the neighbor, the freaking UPS comes and drops off a box.
Everything
Everybody
is in
English.
English. Yeah.
So let me... Just hola, nice. ¿Cómo estás? Hi, hi, how are you? Thank you for the package. Bye, have a good day. Oh, yeah, you go back. Like, it's kind of like, it's kind of extra work now to me, you know, like, going back. But it's like, why would that be extra work? Because I remember when my mom and my dad me querían pegar con la chancla, like, habla en inglés, practica. And I was like.
And now that we speak it, they're like, no hablan español.
Exacto, but it's like, it's so
it's
weird
like
how this
you forced me with the chancla to speak English. Now that I'm doing it, why you want me to speak Spanish now? Like, ya lo aprendí el inglés, pues ya me voy a quedar con el inglés.
Sí, but it's weird because you shouldn't do that. You should be
I
able
know,
to do both.
But I can know. Do both. I can. Pero hay ciertas palabras, like, in English that I don't know them in Spanish. Or in Spanish that I don't know them in English. Like, this one time, this guy said, ando radicando en tus rumbos. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I literally,
Literal.
Tu rumbo es like en tu...
Radicando en tu rumbo. Pero, okay.
Tu rumbo es como donde estás
tú. Yo entendí mi rumbo, entendí eso, pero cuando dijo radicando...
Ok, like, que andaba por aquí.
I was like, what the fuck is that? Literalmente, le mandé un mensaje para atrás and I was like, háblame español, porque no te entendí.
Oh,
literal. God. And he's all like, oh, que ando aquí, paseando.
En la área.
O
radicando.
Sea, radicando.
¿Sí dice eso?
I was like... I don't know, he's from Michoacán, so I was like, what the fuck, speak to me de Jalisco, porque hijo, no te entendí.
That's raro.
But there's like certain words, you know, that like, I don't know them. And I'm like, you need to either translate that to Jalisco Spanish or to English, because no te entendí.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know. The thing is that we're working on saving money, we're working on trying to speak more Spanish at home. And we're working on
meal planning.
Send us
your recipes,
Fast
and easy recipes, guys. Don't send me algo que
va a durar something Mexican, horas. But it's like rápido. Porque look, I think it's easier for a Mexican mom to cook because sometimes there are stay-at-home moms, you know, so they have all day. But for me, I get off at 4 or 5. Y para que llego, para que cocine, I'm like, ya me voy a dormir mejor.
Seriously, ya no tengo hambre.
Una sopa maruchan or something.
That's seriously. ¿Lo crees que las sopas maruchas casi no se me antojan? A menos que esté frío el día, así bien, bien frío.
We don't really eat
que
them.
De veras se me antoje.
Girls like sopa, but I'm like, it's not something that I'm like, ay, no voy a cocinar. Because I like to plan ahead. And obviously need recipes that, if it takes an hour, I'll cook it. But if it's more than that, it's like, I'm not doing that. Especially now in a day that I have to work. Like, literally, on Friday, I'm not cooking anything. I'm just doing leftovers.
I feel que tú y yo, de alguna forma, somos the opposite. Because I feel que tú sabes cocinar cosas que van en el horno. Que puedes meter al horno.
Easier.
Okay. Tú es, y yo no. Yo no. I stress. When I have to put something... When I have to turn on the oven, I'm fucking stressing. Like, that one time you told me, hey, this is ready for you to put in the oven for... What was it? Fucking Friday? Yeah. Or, yeah, I don't know, then, lunes. El lunes.
No, it was on Friday because I was like, oh.
Era el lunes.
It was on Friday.
Era el lunes porque salías tarde.
On Friday, get off late at 7.
Pero Jacob estaba aquí cuidando a las niñas.
Because he got off at 3.
I don't fucking know.
It was pero on Friday. It was the enchilada.
El día que me dijiste, thing. Just put this in the oven. Like
the enchilada pasta.
Yeah, you sent me the link for it. Y luego ahí, yo leyendo el pinche link, and I was like, oh, shit, I have to turn on the oven. Like, to me, eso me estresa.
The fact of me
using the oven, touching the oven, messing with it, putting timer and all that stuff, it stresses the crap out of me.
Well, when I was with my mom, I never really used the oven.
Exactly.
El oven es para guardar cochinero.
Por eso yo prefiero mejor hacer las enchiladas, like estar picando la lechuga y el jitomate y la salsita roja y así. I'd rather that than mess with the oven.
Oh, no, I found it so easier. Because, like, that day, I made
como
it
on
Thursday.
Como el meatloaf que haces también. Yeah. Like, it's so good.
It's so easy. It takes you, like, 3 minutes to mix everything.
It's so good. And I love it, but I wouldn't make it.
I would not make it.
No matter how much I love it, I would not make it.
Kenya, it's the easiest thing.
I have to use the oven. I'm not going to use the oven.
You get the carne. You need to get your hands dirty, though. So, you don't quieres ponerte...
Oh, I don't care about getting my hands dirty.
Put the carne in there. Le echas el huevo. Le echas leche. Le echas the little breading... I have it down there.
I don't know.
No sé cómo se llama. The breading crumbles.
Uh-huh.
Le echas salt, pepper, ketchup. And you mix all of it. Y se queda así como una pastita de carne. Mm-hmm. And... Oh, ¿te dije milk? Did I say milk? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then lo echas en la charola. Que se cocina in the oven. You cover it, put it for 40 minutes, get it out, throw more ketchup on top, and spread the ketchup all over, put it in the oven for another 15 minutes, and it's
yeah, done. Everything it's sounds easy. Fine, except for the part where you say oven. I don't like the oven. If there's anything I have to put in the oven, I'm not making.
Yeah, and I like that because it's so easy. It literally takes me... With it. By the time I'm done, like, mixing all the ingredients, oven is ready. I put it in there, and I can go sit down, relax.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds easy to, like, yeah, you stick it in there, you walk away, and it's going to be ready.
Yeah.
Pero no, I'd rather be standing a un lado de la cazuela meneándole que no se me queme que turn on the oven.
Oh, that's so weird. I love
anything in the oven. No, I'm not good with oven shit. Unless I'm baking, like, cupcakes or cookies or a cake,
then I'm willing to do that because I enjoy baking. Mm. Pero cocinando algo en el oven, no. It doesn't matter how much I love meatloaf, I'm not That's making so it.
That's weird. Okay, well, now we know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do anything with oven. Don't even ask me to do anything with oven. Oh, my gosh. Cuando mi mamá me decía, Kenny, apréndeme el de ese para las costillitas de...
The barbecue.
The barbecue. I would just go and mess with it because I loved costillitas con barbecue. Pero I hated the fact that que a 350.
Qué chingado.
I don't so like weird. It. It uh-huh. stresses me out.
I will cook in the oven every single day if I could.
It stresses the crap out of me.
I think I use the oven more than the stove, actually. Yeah,
and I use the stove more. Oh, for sure, more than the oven.
The day that I freaking made stuff on the stove, se me tiró toda la pinche agua. What did I make?
No sé.
Ah, the sopa, pero se explotó todo el agua para arriba.
Oh, no.
What was it? Because Jacob's like, ¿qué estás haciendo acá? Porque no prendí, like, la ventiladorcito ese. I didn't turn it on. And it was, like, echando un chingo de vapor. And he's like, si le pones una cuchara de palo on top of it.
It's supposed to not do that.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks for telling me.
It does do that. I already tried it. Con pastas, cociendo pastas.
Oh, I was
like, hace burbujas, como la burbuja de arriba. Se supone que si pones una cuchara de palo arriba. Anything que hago arriba
se me quema. La sopita se me quema. Like, shit. Tengo que estar ahí al pendiente. And that's what I hate. Because I'm like, okay, I'm cooking something and I'm cutting something. No, I'm cooking something and I'm cutting something. It's like, ahí tienes que estar pegada.
Oh, I'd rather that than the oven.
Yeah.
I'm not doing oven stuff.
I don't know. But we have a couple questions that we got from you guys. Yeah, we just have like a few minutes left.
Me voy a comer un burrito porque
I know. Question number one goes for Kenya. They said, does Kenya work for Facebook? Do you work for Facebook, Kenya?
Sort of. I work for a catering company that works for Facebook, Facebook building in Bellevue. So I get paid by the catering company, but I'm working at a Facebook building, but I don't get paid by Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do feed Facebook employees, but I don't work technically for Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
you don't mess with Facebook?
No. Guys, the majority of the people there, I don't know if I already said this, but the majority of the people there are Asians and Arabics.
I don't know if you said it on Indians. The one that I deleted or the one before, so.
I don't know, but just me throwing it out there, it's very rare that you see an African-American, an American, or Mexican there.
Uh-huh.
It's rare. The majority of them are Asians and Arabics.
Yeah, I find that really weird. Like, and I wonder why.
If the it's majority, there's more patient look, than you others. Know where there's, like, the majority of them are African Americans? Son los que te están tomando la temperatura para entrar al building.
Really?
And by the parking lot. At the parking lot door.
What is going on? Well, that's weird.
Those people sitting there are African Americans. Always, every day, in the morning, and in the afternoon when you leave. African Americans right there. Yep.
I wonder how it's going to be once everybody comes back to Facebook.
I have no idea, but I just think it's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
And then back in we'll the see kitchen when everybody comes back. Where I work, the majority of them son de Europa, franceses, puro pinche de este raro. No, son raros los que trabajan ahí en la cocina. El chef es como ruso.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, when weird. They all come back to work, you need to let us know. Like,
yeah, because they're only open 25% right now, so we'll see when.
All right. We're not going to have enough time to answer all the questions, actually, so I'm just going to pick, like, another couple more, okay? Una dice, what's your least favorite food? Because I'm not going to answer the other ones because they kind of have, like, we kind of need to talk about, like, stuff, you know, and we kind of have to go.
Make it longer.
Yeah. So what's your least favorite food?
Todo lo que tenga cebolla y ajo.
If
it has chunks, pieces, big pieces of cebolla, y que sepa mucho ajo, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, same. I don't like onion, and I don't like the...
Other than that, I think I can try
I love using garlic to give flavor, but it has to be, like, blended.
Bien molidito. Yeah. La cebolla también. I do también. Like
the flavor that it gives. Yeah.
La cebolla también. Si está bien molidita.
I don't want to know anything.
Ooh. Or if it has big chunks that I can pull out. From my food.
Because Jacob loves onion. Like, I know. Every time I go to the grocery store, I kind of have to get one because, like, if I make something, it will go with onion. I will put onion on
this. Le da sabor, un sabor bueno a la comida. Solo que me chewing it, biting it, ooh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think for me, it would be sushi. I don't think I could... I'll never
eat
sushi.
Raw food. Yeah.
Raw food is just not anything
for me. No, te estoy diciendo que acabo de cocinar la comida que traje.
Yeah. So, that's my least favorite food. I will never eat... But that's weird, because, like, the grass thing that Jacob wanted me to try, I didn't want to put that in my mouth either. I'm so picky. But if he didn't like it, I'm like, I'm not going to like it. I'm
very picky, too, so.
Okay, the taste of the seaweed that they use for the sushi, I don't like that taste. I had some before, and I was like.
Really?
Have you ever had it?
No.
They sell it at Costco, like, the big
The layers, thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, parecen hojas.
Yeah, but. Parece papichino. Venden como espaguetitos chiquitos. Individual little packets, uh-huh. Like chips. Así se los come su mamá de Jacob. She eats that kind of stuff as, like, a snack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I tried it one time because, like, she's like, oh, you want some? And I was like, yeah. Sure. Thinking that it's, like, so delicious. Yeah. I was like, I had to eat the pea that I took a bite of, but I was you like.
Just swallow it, yeah.
I did not like it.
You it's and
not
I one are of kind that of I'm... similar on taste. Yeah, don't buds, try that. So I, if you and don't like something, I went to Costco
and I saw the huge packet. I'm like, oh my lord, no. Is it? And it's so cheap. It's like I think it's like a snack because it's like the little packets. I don't think you make that with sushi. No, I don't think so. Yeah. But yeah, I'm like I'll never have
seaweed.
Even because they told me like seaweed. They have.
Es la cosa esa que anda flotando, ¿no? En el pinche.
It's just dried, I think. I don't even know.
Like, ¿es eso? ¿Es la lama? Yeah. Ay, ¿por eso está malo?
Está salado. It's like weird.
¿Ah, ¿eso es?
¿Eso? Yeah. Oh, well,
¿será that's... eso? Just dried?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
A ver, gente, que ustedes sepan.
Is the seaweed from sushi, is that the same as the stuff that gets stuck in your feet? And in the tus seaweed. Calzones. In tus calzones.
Sí, la lama.
I guess.
It's seaweed, it's salty. That's what it is.
It was salty.
That's what it's called.
Like, really salty. Oh,
see what I mean by English is all messed up?
I don't know, but anyway, I will never have sushi, yeah. Even though, like, people tell me, oh, there's some that has, like, cooked meat, like,
no.
Shrimp and crab and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm still not eating because I did not like the freaking seaweed. It was so weird. Oh, my gosh. The other question that we're going to answer is, ¿les gusta el baile?
Sí, no. Sí nos gusta bailar, pero...
I guess it depends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I do like to dance. Like, you would see me in the living room, like, dancing with Mila and Chloe.
Sí nos gusta el baile. Yo también. Si voy a una boda o algo, una quinceañera, pues sí, bailo. O aquí en el baño o en el cuarto. En el baño como me estoy bañando. You know, like... O reggaetón. I will not. You will never in your life, or in my life, see me dancing reggaeton. Ever.
Mm.
I would love to learn how to dance cumbia y bachata y todo eso, but no sé.
Oh, bachata. Jacob knows how to... I show him how to dance bachata.
He knows?
He likes Prince Royce. He has music from Prince Royce on his phone.
I haven't heard Prince Royce in a long time.
Oh, but the old songs, like the ones that I have on my phone, those are the ones that he has. Because I don't have new music.
Oh, okay.
I have 800 songs still from, like...
Yeah, from the
2000s. Whenever I got my first... Mm-hmm. Whenever I got my first phone, I downloaded, like, 800 songs. That's what I have. I added Moana,
seguro,
and I added The Little Mermaid after.
De seguro tienes Enrique Iglesias, la de Dímelo.
Sí.
Dímelo.
I have 8...
Do you remember that?
Yeah. At least phone. See, all the songs, I still so have them. I will not delete them because they're just there.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to music.
Those were actually... I do.
You know? So I listen to podcasts and I listen to audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So I really don't have much time to be listening to music. So it doesn't really matter.
I listen to too much music because my phone tells me the volume for this week. Que algo así. It hurts my ears.
Never. Yeah. Never.
It goes off probablemente unas 20 veces al día.
Really? That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's how much I listen to music.
But I listen to a lot of stuff. At least 4 hours porque mi headphones se muere.
Oh, no, yo más
I
que work. Eso.
From
no.
6 to 11. I really listen to I have 6 that... to 11. I listen to podcasts and I listen to audiobooks. No. So it's like, se me acaba la batería por eso. Anyway, we have another minute, but we're not going to get to the other questions. I'm just going to read them.
The next one.
Yeah, it says, how do you sleep? We will tell you how we sleep.
On the next one, yeah.
And then the other question says, have you stolen anything from the store? And then another question was like, if it's hard to be married to someone from with a different culture,
And what do you think about, like, the family liking
him? Whether liking him or not.
Yeah.
Well, so those if questions you want to know the answers for that, make sure you come back and listen to us on the next one.
Yeah. In the meantime, so just go.
Go follow us on the Gold Sisters podcast, Kenny Alice Diaz, and Angie Burke Anderson on Instagram. So,
yeah. Until next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.